Hello and welcome to the Youth Philanthropy Internship Podcast, recorded live at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade. This is Drew Niederheiser. I'm 19 years old and I am going into my junior year at WCCC. Joining me are...
Cecilia Markley. I'm 18 years old and I'm going into my freshman year at American University.
And Grace Fowler. I'm 17 years old and I'm going into my senior year at Kiske Area High School. Today we'll be discussing our internship with the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County, as well as our audio pieces.
What has been your favorite part thus far of the internship?
Well, my favorite part had to have been whenever we visited the Sunward Youth Program and helped out a lot of kids who were living in poverty and just helped them with their community garden and just about anything we could do.
My favorite part is just meeting different people who are making an impact on our community and just seeing how they are like using their resources and making a difference.
My favorite part has been being able to go out into the community and do our part to help the community, so visiting all of the different nonprofits. What have you learned about teamwork?
You can't always get what you want whenever you're working as a team, but you always have to compromise and you always have to work with the team because it's not all about you, it's about everyone in the group.
I've learned that just everybody has their own strengths, and if you can like work as a team, you can just use everybody's strengths to get whatever you need to get done.
I learned that everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and I think that we learned that really well at Outdoor Odyssey, which was something that we visited in our first week here. When we were there, we did something that taught us kind of about strengths and weaknesses, and I think that was a really excellent activity because we were just getting to know each other, and we learned about what some people were better at and what some people were not as good at, and it really helped us to learn how we can use our strengths and weaknesses to work better with each other. Why did you decide to do this internship?
Well, I've been on the other side of the grant writing process where you're applying for the grant and hoping that you get the money. Now I was kind of interested in seeing what it was like to be on the other end of it with writing the grant, the evaluation process, and seeing in the end who gets the grant and what sets that person apart from everyone else.
I applied for this internship because I wanted to make a difference and reach out to the community and just learn more about nonprofits in general.
I applied for this internship because I really enjoy writing and journalism, and I wanted to learn more about the different kinds of writing, such as writing grants, and then also the different kinds of journalism, such as radio. How have you grown professionally and personally during this internship?
Well, personally, I wake up every morning, go for a run, and then I head here and I work for 7 hours a day and head home, and it's fun. I can't complain. First professional job I think I've had. And
I think professionally I've grown just because learning a different kind of work setting, because this is my second job, and just learning how to work as a team. And then personally, I think I've just kind of found like my own strengths and weaknesses working in different areas, like helping the community.
I've grown professionally because this is the first office job I've ever had, and I expect it to be similar to jobs that I'll probably have after college. And I think it's really important that everyone learn how to work in an office and, you know, come to work, you know, in the morning and then clock out at the end of the day. So this is a really realistic job. And then personally, working with other people, making friends, I think that this is important for just all aspects of life.
So the RFP is a request for proposal that basically it's, if you want money, here's what you have to write us, you have to explain, and the project has to be based on this, this, and this. Like, we have one group who is doing an RFP that is mainly to help small businesses in towns that are under the, have a population under 5,500 people. So we're looking at small towns, not like Greensburg or Latrobe, but, and we've spent a lot of time discussing and debating which topics we wanted to cover because there were so many different ideas, and in the end, you can only pick so many. So,
The audio piece that our group is doing is about consent and education about consent in high school. So it's really about how most students do take health class and learn about sex ed in high school. But it seems that from the what we've collected so far, that most health classes do not teach about consent in high school and how to get consent in sexual relationships. and that can often lead to higher rates of sexual assault in college.
And we interviewed the other interns here to see like what they learned in their own health classes and just kind of compare, since we have 6 or 7 different schools represented all through the county. And we're also going to be interviewing the director of the Blackburn Center, who does a lot of work with Seton Hill and Pitt Greensburg and also with different high schools in the county.
Yeah, so we hope that after looking over everything that we've learned, that we can see, you know, if there is a connection between lack of education about consent in high school and higher rates of sexual assault in college. And hopefully maybe there can be some sort of reform of education about consent in high school so that there can be a decrease in sexual assaults on college campuses.
Yeah, because right now I believe this is 1 in every 6 women on a college campus will face sexual assault while in their first 2 years of college in some way. I think it's important. I mean, if people are educated about it more in high school, odds are the number will go down.
Not necessarily that all sexual assault has to do with that the perpetrator doesn't know that they're sexually assaulting them, because often I'm sure they do know that what they're doing is sexual assault. But a lot of the times the perpetrator honestly just doesn't realize that what they're doing is sexual assault. I mean, they'll say like, oh, well, they were drunk, you know, that's fine. Or, you know, they said okay, and then later they didn't say okay. So it just really needs to be better education at a younger age. You know, if we start educating them in college, it's kind of like, well, it's sort of too late at that point. The education needs to start in high school in order for it to be more effective. So we think that it would be at least a little bit lower rates if better consent education starts in high school.
Myself, back in high school, my school basically only talked about abstinence, birth control, and they were very heavy on STDs. Like, back then I could probably tell you every bad thing that happened with literally any kind of STD, and it was terrifying to me. So I just thought, don't ever do it.
And the reason that we don't think that is always effective, abstinence only or mostly abstinence kind of education, is because at the end of the day, there will be some students who are going to end up having sex, and you have to teach them about consent, because if you don't teach them about consent, then they're just not going to know, you know what I mean? So consent is one of the most important things that you can learn in health class. So I went to Franklin Regional, and we had someone from the Blackburn Center come in for 1 day. So we did learn about consent for a day, but mostly what we talked about was, we talked a lot about drugs, we talked a lot about different types of birth control, and we did learn about, you know, like, oh, you should try to abstain from sex.
I actually wasn't even required to take a health class in high school. In my senior year, like, I might have to take one. One guidance counselor told me that I wouldn't have to take it, but it says that it's a graduation requirement, but I'm not even sure that I'll be required to take one. So if that's, like, true for me, there might be other people that just don't learn about anything related to health class just because they don't take the class.
Our intended audience is high school-aged students and maybe college-age students, and we really hope that they just learn about the definition of consent and the importance of consent. We hope that our piece ends up educating high school students on the importance of consent. That concludes this episode of the Youth Philanthropy Internship Podcast, recorded live from the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade. This has been Cecilia Markley,
Drew Niederheiser,
and Grace Fowler.